Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and it is the 17th of December, 2012, and you're listening to the AR Library Q&A. We only have one question today, so let's get to it. The subject, God has changed me, but it doesn't matter. Rick, I had an affair 8 years ago. We had a rough go, some counseling together, and I thought our marriage was good now. I dove into Bible study and grew closer and closer to the Lord. He healed me, and I'm a new person. There was a lot of junk there, right back to sexual abuse as a child. It wasn't pretty or easy, but God is good, and I'm through that. A year ago, my husband dropped a bomb on me, and he didn't deal with the affair. He can't forgive me. Now, he barely looks at me, touches me, or he can't be nice to me. He's still here, and I'm thankful for that, especially for the kids, but I am so lonely. I know God is my husband first, but I really need the physical touch. I've told him this, but he refuses. He doesn't have a relationship with God, or at least not a strong one. Once in a while, a peck on the cheek as he walks out the door happens. He is hurting me so much. And this is 13 months of this now. The affair lasted a month. I know that I hurt him, and I really hate that I did that. I repented to him. I grieved over it. If I could take away his pain, I would. I would do anything. He doesn't even care that he's hurting me. He has never said sorry. He just continues day after day. I don't want to give up, but I feel like I'm being slapped in the face repeatedly as he rejects me time and time again. When will it be enough? He says that he sees I'm a different person, he believes. I've been faithful for the last 8 years. Will this ever end? I am thankful that he's agreed to do the EMS course, and I'm praying that God will heal our marriage. I love him so much. Wow, thank you. You know, the in a marriage, as I look at couples, I really see three entities. There's you, there's him, and there's us. And it almost has to be treated as three. In some ways, after an affair, the person that I think has probably the easiest journey is the one who was unfaithful, because frequently we find freedom and new life and healing. For some people, forgiveness is very, very difficult, and it almost goes counter to what they believe. I don't know your husband, so it's hard for me to judge. I can only make assumptions. But for some people, they feel like if they were to ever really trust again or to let go, then it would almost be like condoning what you had done. Or for other people, it's like they almost have to become a living memorial, and the only way they feel that they can protect themselves is to hang on to their unforgiveness, or they are afraid that if they did forgive, that maybe what is a deadly or was a deadly backstabbing to them would end up being look like just a minor scratch or something that wasn't really serious. I'm not sure why he's having trouble forgiving. I am very grateful that he's doing the EMS course. Hopefully watching others work through this will help him gain perspective and help him begin to look at what his unforgiveness, how that is ultimately affecting him, as well as how it's affecting you. At some point, he does have to decide, you know, what does he really want? One of the questions I would have is, why is he still in the relationship? And does he feel somehow that he can't fail at the marriage? I just, you know, for him to figure out why he's doing what he's doing, it would almost seem that there's things he's got to figure out. I don't know there are things that ultimately you can do except to continue to love him and return, and it's really hard, but return warmth oftentimes to what he, you know, to his rebuffs. As you go through the course, it should begin to change things or at least bring things to a head. I will tell you that he ultimately would probably need to get some individual counseling if the EMS course doesn't work, if he wants to go forward. If this was 8 years ago, y'all are really stuck. And even marriage counseling would be something. If, again, EMS doesn't do it, get into counseling. But you do not want to stay in this pattern for forever. I know that you need to love him. Try to do that. But at least you're at the beginning stages here of moving forward. Thankfully, it sounds like this piece of he can't forgive you has only been going on for a year. And so it makes me wonder, one last thing, it makes me wonder if something has happened that has shifted things, and you might ask him if there's something that he's done that he hasn't shared with you, just because sometimes that sort of response, like where you've gone for 7 years and things seem okay, and then suddenly he can't forgive you. Sometimes people will start blaming another person almost for maybe something they've done where they've disappointed themselves, and then they think, well, it's just because I wasn't able to forgive. I mean, I don't know if he's done anything or not, and I'm putting like 5% on that. I'm not saying that's a strong likelihood. But that would be the other thing. I would just want to make sure that he feels clear and that he's been honest with you about everything, because he may, guilt sometimes can cause that sort of reaction where they're having trouble forgiving themselves. So who knows? I hope I didn't create a problem by even saying that, but go through the course and let's see what happens. I do wish you well. That's a very difficult situation. So that's it for the day. Certainly want to wish everybody a very, very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Our next call will be after the first of the year, so I look forward to talking to you guys at that point. To healing.